Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the magnificent posh Impact Power Sports studio, Impact Power Sports, that's where you go to get yourself a brand new golf cart. Everybody needs a golf cart, whether it be an EasyGo golf cart or perhaps a Yamaha golf cart. Maybe you want a side-by-side to rip up the trails, like our pal Nick in the arena bought from Impact Power Sports because he loves them. Motorcycles. Not to mention scooters, e-bikes, go-karts. They've got it all at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road, a fantastic service department as well. Amanda is here. We'll get to Fatathon in just a bit. Hello to Molly, Branjo, Megan, Luke. Chris D is here, and I'm glad he's here because he sent me something that's just outstanding. You know how, like, at the end of the year, if you have Spotify, you get that thing called Spotify Unwrapped, where they, like, basically go over everything that you've listened to in the past year? I think this is, like, a page from that. It's a spot online that basically goes over all of your the things you've done on Reddit to come up with like a composite, if you will, of the things that you do on Reddit and kind of like make up who you are. Reddit Wrapped. And I'll link this up in the show notes so that you can do this too. I think what I'm understanding is you like put in your Reddit handle and then it kind of does it for you automatically, the artificial intelligence. And then it writes a roast of who you are. For example, I'll just give you a snapshot of it. If you see on the screen there, that's my Reddit handle, Eric B. Zane 2. And they wrote, profile summary, a former radio personality turned podcasting enthusiast, perpetually embroiled in local media drama and obsessed with documenting the lives of, it says there, but it means his canine companions, when not stirring up beef with other podcasters or sharing adorable dog photos, he's busy cracking his neck for internet clout and occasionally commenting on local news, probably while plotting his next radio comeback. Here's some of the jokes that it wrote. I think it's taking like not only It's taking like a snapshot of your entire social media, existence to create this. You're so dedicated to your podcast that you've created a subreddit for it, which is basically the digital equivalent of shouting into the void, but at least your dogs are listening, right? Your obsession with cracking your neck videos is only surpassed by your need to share them with the world. We get it. You're one snap away from becoming a chiropractor or paralyzed. You've spent so much time dissecting other people's podcasts that you've forgotten how to make your own good. Maybe focus less on the drama and more on the content, or just post more dog pics. Those always get upvotes. Then I love this. Kind of like zoom in. Your time spent on Reddit. There's like a graph. This much time in podcast wars. This much time in radio beef. This much time in dog pics. These are the podcast wars. I already said that. Local news and joint cracks. I do go to that website that you crack your knuckles on. Not website, subreddit. So that's probably where they're getting that. That's outstanding. Oh, my God. Top three topics: podcast reviews and drama. Two, dog companionship. Three, local Grand Rapids happenings. Most used terms: FBHW, podcast, Bruce / dogs, Carl, and go fuck yourself. Personal projects. You'll finally launch that Patreon-funded podcast where you review other podcasts, only discover that the real podcast was the friends you made along the way and the crippling debt from studio equipment. Community impact. You'll become the de facto Reddit therapist for washed-up radio personalities, offering sage advice and the occasional go fuck yourself to keep them grounded. Knowledge growth. You'll achieve enlightenment by finally understanding why people still listen to terrestrial radio, only to realize it's because they haven't discovered the joy of neck-cracking videos. You'll create r/former radio hacks anonymous, a safe space for ex-radio hosts to air their grievances and promote their Patreon accounts, which will inevitably devolve into a roast session of Chad Zumach. How did you find this? This is excellent. My God. Then Chris said, I'm going to do one of Tophus. Remember our beloved Tophus? Aw. This user is a connoisseur of online arguments, specializing in calling people names and accusing them of being corporate shills. When he's not busy advocating for rent strikes or fantasizing about blowing up government buildings, he's passionately defending the MCU and complaining about the local government. Wow. Fantasizing about blowing up government buildings? It says, Tophus, you're so passionate about rent strikes, which I'm not even sure what that is. I bet your landlord has a framed picture of your Reddit profile in their office. It's right next to the dartboard. You spent so much time arguing about Dragon Dogma 2's microtransactions, you could have actually finished the game. But hey, at least you save $5. I'm not sure what all that means. Your love for the MCU is only surpassed by your hatred for corporate bootlickers. It's a shame Thanos didn't snap away all the microtransactions instead. Here's where Tophus spends his time. Local rants, gaming, streaming radio, delivery services, Marvel, cars, and Miss. Top three topics: local politics, two, corporate greed, three, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Most used terms: corporate simp, Rent, MCU, idiot, and Albany. What's wrong with Rent? I don't get it. Why do people have such a problem with Rent? Does that mean you, like, if you rent strike, you just say, I'm not paying anymore? We'll never know. I think he flew the coop. Personal projections. You'll start a blog dedicated to exposing the corporate simps of the world, but it'll mostly be screenshots of your Reddit arguments. Domain name bootlickerexposed.com. Community impact. You become the unofficial spokesperson for the rent strike movement, only to be doxxed by a landlord who found your blow up the White House comment. He wanted to blow up the White House? Wow. All right. That's about it. Great job, Chris D. Those are all good. I am a fan of that type of roasting. Jesus, is that fun? Nick says, there is a giant hatred of landlords. How dare they own more than one house? Oh, I get it. Yeah, I don't understand that. There you go. People hate it, but gaming studios love it. Microtransactions is what you have to pay for extra stuff in a game. Oh, all right. Let's see. This Man Bun Chris says, this was one of mine. Your love of Eric Zane is so intense. We're pretty sure you've started abbreviating all your sentences with Kyleisms. We're just waiting for you to start referring to marathons as long runs with a finish line, you know? So cool. Amy is back from Japan. I think you're back from Japan, unless you're watching us over there. She went to the land of the rising sun to race in their marathon. Very fun. Glad you're back. Traveling all the way around the world. My God. Nick says, I wish I was out riding instead of finishing drywall. Yeah, he is. Nick's been put to work this past weekend. He sent me a pic. Nick's better half said, I need this done in the house. And I think he was like framing. And I think it's a walk-in closet. I know this because I reached out to Nick over the weekend. I had a electrician question. I had to put some switches in, which I have to say, thanks to his help, I got it done. Two new switches installed, and I wasn't injured or anything. And I'm pretty damn proud of that. Thank you to Nick. All right. And thank you to you for being here on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Let's get into the fat-a-thon, shall we? Amanda is here. Let's start with Amanda. Need my glasses. Pardon me. All right, Amanda is down 1.2 pounds. Excellent work. Excellent work. She is putting some distance between the 300 mark and where she's at now. She's now at 297. Stay the course. All right? Let's kind of look towards the end of summer here, you know? That puts us March, April, May, June, July, August, 6 months from now, 24 weeks. You know, you can be 30, 35 more down. It takes time. And I'm just glad to see, like, because you just wrote, I stopped sending rants. I'm so happy that you did that. Next time if there's ever a bad week, I don't want to hear any more like, what's going on and pep talks and this and that. And you just send it and just shut up, okay? Just let me beat you up. But well done. 1.2 pounds is solid, like we've talked about. Dietitians across the world say that 1.5 is excellent, 1.5 to 2. So that's right in the ballpark. So, you know, we're going to take that. Rebecca We knew, by the way, a little bit more about Amanda. That puts her down at 19.8 pounds for 8 weeks. Let's do some easy math here. 19.8 divided by 8. Okay, you are right in there. You're down an average of 2.47 pounds a week. Change nothing. All right? You need several weeks of this. Rebecca had been talking that she was having problems last week. She said, no excuses. I just gave in to urges. She still managed to lose 0.3 pounds somehow. That puts her at 284 to 283.7. At that rate, you will be at your goal weight of Saquon Barkley in about 100 years. That puts you down 11.3 pounds in 7 weeks. For an average of 1.61 pounds. Stay the course. I know you'll do better. I have not heard from Nikki. Let me double check. See if she got in here. Mondays are a little tricky for her, I think. So I'm sure we'll hear from her by sometime tomorrow. Last we chatted with Jeremy. He was at 264.4 pounds last week at this time. He did something. I'm not sure what. I don't know if he's become bulimic or if he went on like a Karen Carpenter type of hunger strike, or maybe Bobby Sands for those of you Irish Republican Army enthusiasts. He is down 4.6 pounds. And that is good enough for Star on the Blubber. Wow. That's almost concerning to me that you would lose so much weight. My God, in a week? That puts him below 260, 259.8. When he started this, he was at 335.4 pounds. Jeremy has lost 75.6 pounds in 26 weeks for an average of 2.9 pounds per week. Sensational. Wow, that is, you're killing it, man. A combined weight loss for the group, not counting Nikki, who's probably working or doing goat-related shit. Is 107.7, and that is including the one, count them, 1 pound that I lost in my week one weigh-in. I was at 185. I am now at 184. And I think that that's going to be a slow decrease for me. I can't help but think that. And I think that might have something to do with the strength training. I've talked about that, but I'm getting stronger. I am now able to do pull-ups without the aid of a chair. And I started P90X using just those elastic bands. Then I was putting my feet on a chair and pulling myself up. Now I can do pull-ups without the chair. And so I know I'm gaining muscle mass. I know I'm getting stronger. I was doing, like, for every set of push-ups, when I started this, like 8 to 10. And just the other day, on one set, I did 20. So I know I'm getting stronger. And that is having a positive effect. So this is going to, the fat weight is going to fall off slower. But I'm okay with that because if I'm losing the fat but gaining the muscle and my overall weight is slowly decreasing, I'm still going to look less fat. I know I feel less fat. My clothes are easier to put on. But and that's a good thing, because I was kind of like outgrowing everything for a period of time there. And I'm like, God damn it, I got to buy all new clothes. Jesus, fuck. This is horrible. Amanda says, I need to get back on the treadmill. Yeah, you do. You need to do that, and you need to do some light weights, all right? Because if you're losing fat and you're not replacing it with muscle, it's going to look fucking horrible. You got to make sure that, you know, you're adding shape to it. So I think you should work on, look into some type of strength training. Amanda says throwing a 16-pound ball for, well, yeah, but you got to remember, we're talking about your whole body, not just like your arm and one glute. So that doesn't count, all right? That's a leisure activity. Bowling does not, rolling a ball is a 10-second job. That's not strength training, dumbass. Jesus. Molly says, easy, do goat yoga. Amanda says, it's a sport, motherfucker. Yeah, it's on par with darts. That's not strength training. All right? Why do you always argue? God damn. Bowling is a sport, idiot. Jesus. Yoda World says anything that you can have a beer and mozzarella sticks with doing it is not a sport. She says, I'm sore today. Yeah, that's because you don't do any strength training. If you did strength training, you would not be sore. Your idea of strength training is walking at 0.8 miles an hour on a treadmill. Get some 3-pound weights and go like this. Okay? Read up on it. There's no way you can't. You have all the knowledge at your fingertips here. This is fucking simple. Nick says, I love that Kingpin scene. The greatest athletes from around the world as they are mowing down chili dogs. Great movie. God, I love that movie. All right. So we are off and running on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Today is a weird day because, as always, I have the workplace staff meeting coming up in about 30 minutes from now. So, you know, that's how we do it. And then we do act two of the live stream a little bit later on. And then, yeah, other than that, it's a fairly normal day. So glad you are here. Saturday was Pooh Bear's birthday, and she said to me, she says, we're going to do an escape room and you need to go. And I'm like, oh, I just want to go to bed. Cause like it, the first time we could get in was like 8:15. And typically on a Saturday, I'm like in bed at 8:15. She says, no, we're doing an escape room. It's for my birthday. I'm like, all right, fine. I learned very, very quickly that I am so feeble-minded when it comes to these. Now, maybe it's because it's the first time I ever did it, but all I know is it was Pooh Bear and I and young people, under 30. And as soon as it was Jackie and Justin and then two friends of the family, sisters, Alyssa and what's the other one's name? Juliana. And as soon as it starts, they all just, I mean, we're in a small room. And the mystery is you got to find out what happened to Nana Hannah. We're doing a well check on her residence. And then it's in the mountains, in the wilderness. And there's a killer on the loose that's eating fingers and toes. And then not only do you have to find out what happened to Hannah Nana, you have to call the ranger and let him know so that he can come and get you. I know that all sounds ridiculous, but there's like a million and one things that you have to do in this room to get to the end of it. You have 1 hour to do it, and there's an iPad on the ground counting down. As all right, go. Boom, you hit start, and then the adventure starts. And I will say this. It's a lot of fun, and you should absolutely do one of these. But if it were just Pooh Bear and I, we'd still be in there, and we'd be dead. Because the shit that these four young people came up with, how quickly they, like, worked their way through this thing.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I thought we were going to be done in, like, record time. Now, we did hit kind of a snare as the hour went on, but I'm like, how the fuck do you people know these things? Because there's, like, keys that got to go into locks, and you got to get combinations that are, like, on somewhere in the room, and you have to put it onto a combination lock to get another key, and then you got to do this, and you do that, and then a door opens, and then boom. And I can't stress enough how much fun it is. They should probably be, like, a sponsor of this show because I had so much damn fun. And it's called, now I don't want to say it. I think there's only one in Grand Rapids, but I think it's a chain of them. But what they do to make it all work is something. But it's almost like a thing that you have to experience to actually get the full idea of it. But let me just say this. If it were Pooh Bear and myself, we wouldn't make it through. There's one portion when, and it's a little creepy at times, especially with Diana screaming in your ear, because at one point, this oven flies open on its own, and inside of the oven is a severed head, a severed leg, and a severed arm, and a severed foot. And she goes, ah! And she screams at the top of her lungs, and that causes everybody else, all the women to scream. There's three chicks screaming, and Justin and I, like, going, oh, my God. But it... highly recommended. I didn't really have anything else to say about it other than it was just a lot of fun. It was good to get out. Birthday festivities continued on Sunday. And I had been saying to Pooh Bear for the longest time, what do you want to eat? I'll make you whatever you want to eat for the family meal. And then finally she said, let's buy Chinese. And I go, sounds good to me. So headed over to the world famous Chinese place around the corner. No free rides. Thank you, Chris K, on that and the escape place. And got the Chinese food. But ahead of that, I said, what type of birthday cake do you want? And she says, I want a yellow birthday cake. And yes, Megan, that is the one I went to. The one you can only pay with cash or check. Legendary. She says, I want a yellow birthday cake with chocolate frosting. I go, all right. And this is simple. Duncan Hines, 3 eggs, cup of water, half cup vegetable oil, blender, pan, 350 degrees, 20, 25 minutes. Comes out, set it down. Okay, it cools. It's time to put the frosting on. And, I got distracted for one, maybe 2 minutes. I come walking back to the cake, and a giant bite has been taken out of the cake. And O'Neill is just looking at me. And I'm like, come on, man. Yeah, he's long. He's a long dog. And I could have, I even put it right in the middle of the spot where I know that he really can't get to it, but he was determined. And what he did was he actually stuck the paw out and got the claw inside of the cake pan and pulled it towards him and then got his head in there and did that. And so I'm like, oh, no. So I had to throw it all. I was actually tempted to cut the part out and then just serve it that way, but I figured that that wouldn't go over too well. So I had to go back to the store and start all over again. Can you believe this shit? Outrageous. Chris says he knew you were going to tell the story, so he left. Yeah, he's right over here to my right, pretending like he doesn't understand what the hell is going on. Fucking dumbass. Earlier in the weekend, I had seen a recipe on TikTok that I was excited to do, and it was on Facebook Reels actually. And what the guy does, I think I might have mentioned this last week. I don't know, but you take an orange and you throw it in the Vitamix, and then you add half a cup of avocado oil, I guess. I don't know why. And you add a cup of sugar, 2 cups of flour, tablespoon of baking powder, half teaspoon of salt. And I think that's it. Oh, and a little bit of lemon juice. You blend it all up. It's a batter now. And you pour it into a cake pan. You put it into the oven. And then when he showed it on the video, it was perfect. It had risen up, and it was a beautiful loaf of this orange-flavored bread. And he cut it, and I was like, that looks awesome. I have got to do that recipe. This is like my thing now, see these recipes. And lately, there have been a lot of them that have you blending your shit together. So this was one of those. I put it in the same type of pan that you'd put like a fucking meatloaf in. And I, like a bread pan. And I put it in the oven. And then I pull it out. And when I put it in, you know, after you pour all the batter in, it's maybe an inch and a half, fills about an inch and a half of the pan. And it's going to rise up higher than the pan, you know, like a loaf of bread. And then that's it. Well, on mine, I pull it out and it's cooked, but it hasn't risen at all. It's flat. So I like pop it out of the thing and I cut it and it's so dense. It's like a fruitcake now is what it is. And it's a huge pile of shit is what this is. And so I brought it upstairs and I gave some of it to Pooh Bear. And she put it in her mouth, and she immediately goes, I go, ah, it's fucking horrible, isn't it? She goes, yeah, you asshole, what are you doing? What did you make me eat? So bad. Big, huge pile of shit. Then I saw another one that I guess you take a chicken breast, and you put a red onion. In this. Okay. You put the chicken breast into the blender, a red onion, and then I think flour. And then you blend that up, and then you make it into like nuggies, and then you put it in the air fryer, and then they come out, and it's absolutely perfect nuggies. Now, I noticed that a few of the comments were, I tried this, it's shit. So I'm going to try this one too. Midwest 1993, I don't know who you are, says, I want to see O'Neill. Corey says that the cake was as dense as Amanda's shit. Boy, Amanda's right. That horse has been beaten dead. We've moved on from Amanda's feces talk to bigger and better things. Like about her thinking that bowling is strength training. I don't even know why I read Corey's, because he's just doing that to post his stupid troll face. God, you're annoying. What's that like, knowing you're annoying? Is that your goal, to be annoying, and then that makes you happy when you're told you're annoying? Is that what that is? Because that doesn't sound like it's much fun. Fucking pain in my asshole. All right. He says, yep, with you, yes. Bob says, now that horse is going to stay on life support. I don't think so. Molly says, I always get told that I'm annoying. I just embrace it. Yeah, I don't think you are. Corey's annoying. You are not. All right. For those that are watching the show on Facebook and, of course, on YouTube, thank you for being here. But I'm going to kick you out now. I will say that we have a big fraud week here. I just don't know what day we're going to do it. I got to talk with Ben Glaze and find out what day works better than for him. It's going to have to be on Thursday. So I'm hoping he says Thursday will work, because Wednesday I've got a commitment in the evening and Friday. So, all right. There you go. Thanks to you folks that are watching on Facebook and on YouTube. And the open and live stream of the show, along with Twitch and Facebook, is brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You can check them out at ervines.com or just call 616-532-6600. Trusted place to get your vehicles repaired. That's where we get ours repaired, and you should too. 616-532-6600 or online at ervines.com. Stand by. ervines.com. Outstanding group of people over there. Loving TC Paint, Paul. Warm weather. So they'll be traipsing through the mud, I'm sure, outdoors at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Book your paintball adventure today with Rick from TC Paintball. Now with a dog petting park at TC Paintball. Book your event today. They have a full pro shop. When you book an event, it's pretty much just come as you are. I wouldn't wear any nice clothes. But if you do, they've got coveralls you can put on during your paintball adventure. Everything can be rented at TC Paintball. When you do book an event, you get the time, you get the gun, you get the paint, and you can buy more paint if you like it. If you have paintball equipment and it breaks down, they can service it for you at TC Paintball. Okay, when it comes to getting healthcare in the marketplace, I trust Frank Fuss from mypolicyshop.com. You can get more information at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. They can help you with the marketplace so that you don't have to. And everything is free with Frank Fuss. He charges you nothing for his services. He can also help you get set up with Medicare and get your Social Security up and running if that is in your future. And he can help you buy a life insurance policy. Thank you so much to Frank.
People are rallying around the center.
All right. Moving on. This is a Mexican restaurant in Columbus, Ohio. And folks go there. They get some food. They get some drinks. They have a good time. Somebody went in, got the food, and then instead of writing a tip, they left a nasty message. And then I guess it made the news. So people are rallying now.
People are rallying around a Central Ohio Mexican restaurant after a customer left a hateful message. message on a receipt instead of a tip.
The message referred to the rising tensions nationwide surrounding immigration. A server at the restaurant posted a photo of the receipt on social media, and in less than 24 hours, it has gone viral. We thank you for joining us for NBC4 at 5. I'm Jennifer Bullock.
I'm Jared Smalley. NBC4 crime and safety reporter Anna Hoffman is here now with us. Anna, you spoke with employees today about what happened here?
Yeah, I did, Jared, and it really made them emotional, and they say it caught them by surprise. The employees at Cazuelas on East Broad Street say something else that's surprising them is how much support they're getting from the public.
Oh, there we go. See, it's turning positive. If you're a server or a restaurant, the best thing you can have happen to you is this. So everything, all the right things are happening right now.
This is a place for love and, you know, just being relaxed and having good times.
The servers at Cazuela's Mexican Cantina on East Broad Street tell me they love their job and they love serving people. They say Sunday afternoon they were doing just that.
Apparently this lady came in and Ricardo, who is a great person, was taking care of her. He only worked here one day a week, which is Sunday. He has two jobs.
After the woman and her family left, they found this on the table, a receipt. But instead of the tip, the woman wrote this hateful message.
Charge amount, $87.84. Tip, zero, you suck. Signed, instead of the signature, I hope Trump deports you. Oh, no.
It's just not right. It's just not right. But he's
well,
a really good.
All right. Let's not get carried away here. We don't know what happened. Maybe the server was an asshole. Maybe he whipped his dick out or something. Maybe he was rude to the customer. We don't know.
Person, and like I said, we all here, like, come here every day to do our job, which is like serve people and make them have a good time.
Another employee took a picture of that receipt and posted it on social media.
So Ricardo was the server. Now, I truly don't think that Ricardo did anything wrong, okay? I think you've just got one of these Trump psychopaths, and this is how they behave in public now. And they're, you see, Trump psychopaths, they're really kind of doing this four-year victory lap. So this is how it's going to be. You know, we're only a couple months into this, so we've got so much more of this.
Later that day, it's gone viral, getting more than 8,000 likes in less than 24 hours.
They did a favor to Ricardo, okay?
We never expected that to go that viral or having that reaction. Thankfully, all the community has been really supportive.
I think they need to say that. Let's say if I'm this guy right here and Ricardo is the one that was the server, say, well, yeah, he needs to say that Ricardo was actually an American citizen. And if he doesn't, then, you know, you're opening up the door for ICE to raid that place.
The employees say people are already planning to come in next Sunday when Ricardo works and make the day special for him.
Okay. This is a space for being inclusive and there's no space for hate inside Cazuelas.
Can you imagine if it's all ICE agents on Sunday to get Ricardo?
Employees say they hope some good will come out of sharing this story.
Just be happy or try to be happy. And if you're not, then try to mess over like other people's life or trying to be hateful. It's just not right.
The woman's name was left on the receipt, and a lot of people have been tagging her in the social media post. She was a realtor in Columbus. Today, we heard from that woman's employer, and they say she no longer works for the company.
Oh, no! Holy shit! Oh, well, that's the best part of this. This crazy bitch got fucking fired. Oh, you see, that's when the big bad internet machine fires up, and it, you have to be careful. You know, you got to be careful if you're going to do this. That is outstanding. Shit. So that crazy bitch now in that fit of rage for whatever reason, there is redemption. Oh my God, did that backfire on her? Ricardo is going to get so much pussy and money. Oh, my God. Next Sunday, he's probably going to get blown by everybody in that place and get all sorts of outstanding cash tips. Chris says she's a realtor and she was dumb enough to put her name on there. What a moron. Tyler says, what a dumb bitch. I hope it was worth losing your job. Amy says, I love vigilante justice. Stevie says, karma is lovely. Oh, my God. Corey says, womp, womp. And then I'm getting ahead on this. He posts troll face for some reason, even though he's not really trolling. He's just contributing to the comments. Okay. That's outstanding. My God. Chris says you don't mess with a good Mexican restaurant. Branjo says, fuck, I swear, half my job is playing cleanup for realtors. Wow. So that's exceptional work there. I'm just so glad that it went that way. All right, that was a kind of like a nice silver lining moment there. I mean, because not only is that message, I mean, even if there wasn't a news story on it, you know, this would have worked out. But now there's a news story. This is probably going to be sky's the limit for the business because of this. The business is going to benefit. Ricardo is going to feel so much better. The people that visit Ricardo in the restaurant, they're all going to be very supportive. And this crazy bitch loses her job. That's a fucking win. My God, is that awesome. All right. I've got a handful of minutes before the big workplace staff meeting takes over. So I'm not really going to get into anything too elaborate. Because then I'll be short of time and I'll be rushed and I don't want to do that. I do want to remind you, though, that tomorrow is an event that I will be at. It is a trivia night with my friends at the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. Now, they're called the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, but they help as a support group for people with pets in general. As you know, who need like food for their pets, stuff like that. And we're doing this trivia night. They said, hey, will you help us? I'm like, of course, this is a great thing. I will be there. And we have a team that's going to be there already. It's a full team of Stevie, Sarah, Megan, Maureen, Linda, and Pooh Bear. Teams of six. So it all starts at 6:30 tomorrow at City Built Brewing Company. That's all you need to know. Go there. It's $10 a person or a minimum 10-pound pet food donation per person. All proceeds and donations support Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance's Pet Food Bank. All right. I'll be hosting it. I'll be reading the trivia questions. You fill out your answers, and then that's it. It's going to be a great time. 6:30 to 8:30, you can join me, and all those nice people that I just mentioned are going to be there. So those are like stars of the audience, you know? So get a team and come out to hang out 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow. So things are looking up for the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. I love those folks. Okay. Before I bail, I do want to mention that the Grand Rapids Gold have a basketball game coming up on Saturday, and it's Space Jam night. That fantastic film. I think there's two versions of it. There's like the Michael Jordan version and the LeBron James version. Anyway, Grand Rapids Gold basketball game Saturday. Get your tickets at NBAGrandRapids.com. Come see me, hang out, watch the Grand Rapids Gold. NBAGrandRapids.com for a Saturday game. We will see you there. Okay, That's my time on Act 1 of this show. After the staff meeting, I will do Act 2 of the live stream. Bob says, can I get a rough ETA on when you'll be back so I can know when to start refreshing the page since no notification on part 2? Well, I don't know why that is, but typically I would guess no later than like 11:45 a.m. Eastern time, Mr. Bob. Ben Glaze is here with the announcement that drops are coming to the Ben and Eric show this week. He worked it out, and he does have confirmation that he was able to get that working. Thank you, Ben Glaze. I can only do Thursday this week, Ben Glaze. So if you can confirm that, then we'll set that in stone for this week. All right. Thank you, folks. Talk to you in a little while. Bye-bye. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.